How well do we really know ourselves? Sometimes we might think, oh, in this situation or that situation, this is exactly what I would do. And then when the situation comes about, we learn that we're not as strong or not as loving or not as kind or as caring or not as courageous as we thought we were. Sometimes we can find ourselves in situations where we thought that we would certainly do the right thing. And then, out of fear or for whatever reason, we don't. We fall short. We take an easy out, or what seems like it at the time. This is the kind of situation that St. Peter found himself in. In our reading from the Gospel, the long passage, Peter, at the Last Supper, he says that even though everyone else's faith will be shaken, his won't be. And Jesus tells him that he's going to deny him three times before the cock crows twice. Peter doesn't really believe him. And he follows up by saying that even if he had to die, he would still not deny the Lord. Well, the Lord gave him the opportunity to prove himself. He allowed him to be in that situation. As Peter followed Jesus at a distance, as he was in the outer courtyard, somebody pointed him out and said that he was one of Jesus' followers. And yet, probably out of fear for his own life, he denied it. He denied even knowing Jesus. And two more times, he does the same thing. And then the cock crows the second time, and he realizes what he's done. I'm sure many of us can think of times in our own lives where perhaps we've done the same thing, where we thought that we would be able to follow through, that we would be able to make the right choice, and then learn something new about ourselves, that we're not quite as strong, as faithful, as loving as we thought we were. But it's important for us not to give up, to continue to follow and do the will of the Lord as best as we are able, to repent of our mistakes, and to continue to follow him. When Peter realized his mistake, as we heard in our gospel passage, he wept bitterly. He repented of his mistake. He realized that he wasn't as strong as he thought he was. And when we come to a situation like that, and we come to that realization, it's important for us to try to figure out, okay, what can I do differently moving forward? If this situation happened again, what will I do differently? Or if it's in the case of like something, a moral question, a particular sin, what can I do to avoid that? Knowing my own weakness, knowing how I've fallen in the past, what can I do differently moving forward to help prevent it from happening again? To ponder that, to consider it, so that should we find ourselves in the future in a similar situation, with new resolve, with new insight, be able to make the right choice. Now, we know that after Jesus is raised from the dead, that he talks to Peter in Galilee, and he asks him three times if he loves him, and three times Peter says yes. And we also know from tradition that when there's a persecution in Rome, when Peter was there proclaiming the good news and his life was threatened, that he was willing to stay and be crucified rather than deny Jesus again. That he was willing to undergo that persecution. In part, it was because he was filled with the Holy Spirit, having received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, such that he was able to reach that spiritual maturity. God gives us the grace in every situation to make the right choice, but we need to dispose ourselves and be willing to accept that grace and cooperate with it so that we can make that right choice, even if it's difficult, even if it includes suffering. We even heard Jesus himself in the Garden of Gethsemane talk to the Heavenly Father, asking if he could be excused from the suffering of his passion and death. But he followed up by saying, "Not my will, but your will be done." He accepted, "This is what the Heavenly Father wants me to do, to give up my life on the cross, to make a perfect gift of love, to make up for all of the sins of all of humanity for all time." Jesus gives us that example. He gives us the way to see how to do the Father's will. He reveals his own humanity and that he has the natural desire to stay alive. But he surrenders even that to the Heavenly Father to do the will of the Father. We too are called to do likewise, to surrender our own wills to the will of the Heavenly Father, trusting in him, knowing that whatever it is that he decides is what's truly best, and that we should just continue our best to follow him as he calls us. So let us reflect upon our own relationships. Let us consider how we can better follow the Lord and make up for the mistakes that we've made, the ways that we've fallen short of following the Lord as we are called to. Let us consider these things as we prepare to meet our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.
P.S. Let us also remember the tremendous and awesome love that God has for us, that he would be willing to go through the passion that we heard in our gospel today, all of that suffering, so that he can make a perfect gift of himself to the Heavenly Father to make up for all the sins of all of humanity for all time, and win for us the grace to be with him forever in heaven. So let us thank the Lord this week also as we recall how much he was willing to suffer for our salvation. And let us consider to slowly, prayerfully, read through the Passion during this week as we prepare to celebrate the resurrection on Easter Sunday. God bless.